There has been a lot of noise in the media around loneliness in recent years, and quite rightly so. There are plenty of lonely people out there. According to Age UK, around 1 million older people regularly go an entire month without speaking to anyone. Ev Robinson, a Poulton resident, decided to do something about it. I met up with her at a business workshop in Radstock, and I asked her why she cares.
I decided to set up a befriending service back in December, around Christmas, when I found myself having some time alone and I didn't like it. And I was in a coffee shop and a few lonely old people talked to me, and I realised that I had to deal with that every day, all year round, when I had 4 days of it and I didn't like it. So I thought I'd try to help, and then I find out that there's actually a big need in the UK for befriending services.
She told me why it's called Dial and Smile.
The name of the business called Dial and Smile. Basically, because smiling is the main thing that I do. Dial, well, it says it all itself in it. You call and then you get a friend at the end of the phone.
Ev needed money to start up and decided to put her idea forward at the Radstock and Westfield Big Local Dragon's Den style event. Residents were asked to vote for their favourite ideas, and the 10 winners were each given £500 to develop them.
When I was awarded the money from the big local, from the Dragon's Den, I was actually happy that my idea was very well received.
Ev has put the money to good use, getting liability insurance and first aid, and is now ready to make a real difference in the community. I asked her if the next bit is going to be difficult.
That's the thing, is gaining the trust and having the business known by everybody, finding the lonely elderly people, get them to trust that the service will actually benefit them massively.
Ev told me that she's happy to meet with people first to see if it's what they want. They can then arrange one-offs or regular meetings as part of the service. The price of the service covers the expenses and Ev's wage. Ev explained how she'd like to make it more accessible.
To make the service more available to the elderly, I'm hoping to be able to raise some funds by local big companies to sponsor their community. And for any amount of money, the sponsor would enable me to part fund or completely fund the hour for a person.
I found Ev very engaging, and I can see she will be a positive force in the community. I wanted to know what she considers the best thing about herself.
My smile. My happy self, I would say. A friendly person. I love people. I love going out for coffee, socialising and things like that. So what's not to like on doing that job and making somebody else happy for it?
My final question was whether she was looking forward to it.
I am looking forward to making new friends all the time. And hopefully it's going to benefit a lot of people.
You can contact Ev Robinson via her Dial and Smile Facebook page, by phone on 0752 323 2414, or by email dialandsmile47@gmail.com.